Greetings, we present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
We are your master overseers, Drew Jacy
and Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Welcome, good centuries, to our live section of this observational session. We just came out of my interview that I pre-recorded with Dizzy Mystics, a Winnipeg psychedelic prog hard rock band that came through Guelph this past December. And it was quite a joy to have them come in before their concert and let me talk to them about their newest release, Wanderlost, to be released on May 1st. But now we had King Dice playing just now. Drew, why don't you tell them the good centuries more about them?
Yeah, that was their well-covered cover of the Mega Man song called Spark Mandrill. And that was just a demo off of their SoundCloud page, but still.
January 2018 demos.
Mm-hmm. Still bopping nonetheless, and it doesn't quite do them justice for their live presence, but hearing them live, we've had them live here before in Guelph at Silence, 46 Essex Street, and I had the pleasure of rigging up their sound for them, but they were loud and heavy and just a ton of fun, lots of energy. The guys broke out a hearty sweat. The synth player almost lost his synth off the stand, but he caught it.
Oh my.
Yeah, cat-like reflexes. It was very cool.
That would have, I guess it would have added to a lot of explosive effects there if it was to collide with the ground.
Yeah, that would have added a fun little improvised section to their song.
Add some noise there.
But yeah, actually, we decided to play King Dice today because they have a show coming up, another show here in Guelph at Silence again. That would be January 26th. Again, that's at 46 Essex Street here in Guelph. They're going to be playing underneath Kitzel, or I should say supporting Kitzel. Kitzel is a fine young emerging artist here in Wellington County. She does a lot of really crazy looped synth stuff and a lot of like sample this and that. And
yeah, I think her samples from her music that's available right now online on her Bandcamp page, Armadillia, is like really well done. You can hear the sense that it is, that has been it's a sample, but it's really, she's really done great production work.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have her back. And I should also mention, apart from King Dice being the one of the support acts, we're going to be having Conductor, who is also another electronic artist, does a lot of sort of analog sample looping, and he's got this crazy fluorescent phone that he uses as a mic, and he's fun and quirky in his own way. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting lineup, and actually
it's going to be an electrifying wonky night there.
Yeah, and actually Kitzel came by Silence just to discuss some details not long ago, and she'd asked me if I was interested in doing a short opener, so I'm going to be playing one of my songs off of my recent EP.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah.
A little shameless, like, you know, self-promotion there as well. But
well, Kitzel is the feature, so I think whatever she says can go like a bit.
Mm-hmm. I must appease Kitzel, but no, she's very
with all
kind.
Your mad skills.
Yeah, for anyone who hasn't heard it, I'm going to be doing some funky, groovy bass looping, and it's going to be a good time.
Well, it'll fit with all the electronic goodness for that concert.
I hope so.
Again, on January 26th at Silence, admission $10. The doors will be opening at 7:30, the show at 8, a licensed event, and it's also physically accessible.
Yes, everything is ground level. So, yeah, that's going to be fun.
Also to mention, connected with this show, we have been able to rope in both Kitzel and Conductor into the gaze of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope for an in-station interview and performance over the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We've got Kitzel coming in at the beginning of next week, and I believe Conductor will be following the week after the show.
Yes, so Kitzel will be in second hour of the show, January 21st, and then Conductor will be in the week after, like the few days after the show, on January 28th. And it will be very exciting to have some electronic acts coming on the show.
Something a little different, yeah.
Yes, different is good.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we should be moving on.
Yes, for this hour, aside from the King Dice 2-minute piece, we will have only three more works to feature. As I don't think, Drew, you've been a part of this kind of side series I have on the show. It's called a test in extended active listening, in which I choose works that range over 10 minutes. That can like range from 10, even going further, like 20, depends on timing. So on this show, we have one that reaches almost 18 minutes, and the others are range around 10. So first, this is kind of a electronic rock band, kind of similar to King Dice. They're from Edmonton, Alberta, Fonts. I actually first heard Actually, that kind of connects here. First heard about the band from a video game, They provided music for Mass Effect, and that I was playing it at the time a few years ago, and they were featured at the credit scene, one of their songs. And so I've started to follow them ever since then. The most recent release was back in 2016 called Ostalgia Volume 1, which is pretty much the extended track which we will be hearing now. The track is actually called 33, and it consists of 5 parts. We'll be listening to them all, including Departure, Remembered, Trauma, Forgotten, and Arrival.
It looks to be a scrumptious 17 and a half minutes long.
Mm-hmm. So strap in, good observers, for this work, 33 by Fonts, off the album Ostalgia Volume 1.
Oh, Yeah. Thank you. This is Martin Ferguson of Edelweiss, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
That was 33 by Fonts, the Edmonton electronic rock group, off of their 2016 album, Nostalgia Volume 1, which is available on their Bandcamp page.
That was very cool, actually. It was kind of post-rocky, ambient, you know, with a bit more vocals than, I don't know, maybe not the average
maybe a bit
post-rock.
Of,
but...
Yeah, with a bit of shoegaze a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or at least a more dreamy kind of textures going throughout. It's like a journey, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Kind of follows suit with lots of what we play on SMK. Not like you can't break the mold sometimes, but, you know. So, yeah. Because we've got, I guess we've got about a half an hour left on this second hour. We could just get right into the next track, if you'd like.
I would like that very much, Drew.
Okay. I have to ask Nick's permission because I don't want to jump the gun too soon. But so I guess up next we're going to be playing an artist called Die Wilde Jagd. And we're going to be playing a track off of their album called Urwald Orange. Off of this, like, released in 2018, sorry. And the track we're going to be playing is called Saure Gaule. And I personally have never heard Die Wilde Jagd, but because we had Nick had curated the second hour, I've been kind of busy lately, so I copped out of this one, but I don't know, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a German project. We have their profile up right here. Sebastian Lee Philip, I think. It's actually the first time I'm really looked into the background. I just love their music so much that it did reach my top 25 albums of 2018. Yeah, it's like really. Like lots of krautrock, ambient, slow grooving music. Yeah. And then I've let Drew say all the German words because I'm not confident enough to say it properly.
It can be a bit of a tongue twister sometimes, but I took a year of German in high school. I'm upset with myself that I didn't continue it, but it was a really great introduction to the language and the culture and all that. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess on that note, here's Saure Gaule by Die Wilde Jagd. Thank you.
Okay, here I go. That was Die Velde Jagd with their song Sorgul.
It's like the opposite of sweet.
Sorgul.
Sauragaula.
Oh, Sauragaura.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tongue twister. I know.
Off of the album Urwald Orange.
Mm-hmm.
That was released actually around this time last year. I like that. The album pretty much for like the slow process of development in the music and instrumentation over time.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to just listen to and drift away.
So I wanted to bring up something really important to a lot of people and myself.
And I do also agree with you with what we will be talking about.
Mm-hmm. For anyone who's been following mainstream media lately, I guess not so mainstream, but just the media lately, you should know that there's a huge infringement and violation of human and just human indigenous rights altogether out west in BC on the Unist'ot'en camp and the Wet'suwet'en territory. As we all know from the Standing Rock incident, or as I should hope we all know from the Standing Rock incident not so long ago, the Trans-Canada Pipeline is yet again pushing forward and barreling its way through without consent, mostly from First Nations people, because they seem to have, you know, the Earth's well-being in mind, and the Earth's best interest in mind, as well as the people as a whole.
Yeah, future for all of us.
Exactly. So after setting up a blockade, on their, at their Unist'ot'en camp, to stop, Coastal GasLink from getting through, to survey and do, you know, preparation work for building this line, they had the blockade set up for quite some time, and they kept turning people away. The developers and the planners, they kept saying, like, no, you do not have any of the Wet'suwet'en clan's consent. Like, none of our people consent. None of our hereditary chiefs are consenting to this. So what did they do? They brought in the police, the RCMP, and forcefully removed their blockades by hand, and they didn't do anything about white supremacists and racists using homemade explosives in their vehicles to sort of attack the blockades. So although it's said that the law is on the indigenous people's side, we all know that that's garbage. Because that is really only the initial agreed upon written law. So after this display of violence and I guess just disrespect all around, it's still an understatement, but they violated their own law, they being the RCMP, the Canadian so-called law enforcers, all for the favor of big oil. You can find it all over the internet. So I'm just gonna tell you how to spell these. And you can look up the hashtag no trespassing, hashtag shutdown Canada, hashtag Wet'suwet'en strong. You spell Wet'suwet'en W-E-T apostrophe S-U-W-E-T apostrophe E-N. So that's Wet'suwet'en strong, or Eunice Doten, which is the clan. So it's uni, it's U-N-I-S-T apostrophe O-T apostrophe E-N. If you type in any of those things on Google, you'll see all of the developments. Violent arrests were made. A lot of people have been released, but still, there's no excuse for any of this apart from just, you know, the regular goings on, you know, greed, to fill people's pockets. I would give you the link to the GoFundMe page, but I was just trying to find it so I could spell it out for everyone. But it seems that no matter how many links I click to get to that, Wet'suwet'en, GoFundMe page, it seems that it isn't, up and running anymore. So I find that very interesting. I don't know if they've just reached their goal of $250,000 or something ridiculous is going down. Because we do know for a fact that the RCMP were jamming Wi-Fi and cell phone access on those territories so people couldn't live feed what was going on. Although people were filming it and taking pictures and then leaving the territory and then broadcasting it out. I don't know if it's still being jammed, but I wouldn't be surprised if their GoFundMe page is being messed with now. Because, you know, all you have to do is follow the money, right? So
I think the bottom line is also to just be informed and about this tragedy of trying to rebuild or make up a new relationship with everyone and or reconciliation, as we've been calling it. And this seems like a huge step back for that.
Absolutely. There was one activist who was just in Toronto with quite a number of people. I'm just trying to find the quote here. I'm on nowtoronto.com. They've posted quite a lengthy article about it. I can't seem to find it. So it was something along the line of reconciliation cannot be found at the end of a gun. And that's so true, because how can you BS people by saying that, you know, we're trying to do things respectfully and, you know, all that nonsense when you send in practically the armed forces? Like, you should see the pictures and the videos. Like, these so-called peacekeepers and defenders of Canada are going in and physically attacking and arresting peaceful peoples with rifles and machine guns on their back. And it's a joke, you know? So I strongly urge you to look into it. It's one quick Google search away. And I'd be surprised if you haven't seen or heard anything about it, because it's all over the news. They being the RCMP and armed forces and, you know, the Trans Canada Pipeline folk, Coastal GasLink, they're all being exposed. So I just hope that everyone, you know, does their part. Whether it's just becoming
aware of it or, like, somehow supporting it.
Yeah.
like the indigenous cause or the protecting of their land.
Yeah. And not just this one time either, because we know it's been happening for centuries. It's not just this one incident. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago, just happened with Standing Rock. The pipeline was built. Sure enough, it started leaking. Surprise, surprise. There again, you know, they're quote unquote creating more jobs, which is just, it's pathetic. So yeah, hashtag shut down Canada, hashtag no trespassing, hashtag Wet'suwet'en strong. Three of the main ones. Some others with some cursing in it, and I'd say it if I wasn't on air, but it's not going to be hard to find, so please look into it and, you know, educate yourself and help fight against these pipelines. And for Indigenous rights, of course.
Mm-hmm. So I think now we'll be ending our broadcast today with one final song as much as we can from Edelweiss from Montreal, a post-rock project. They just released a bunch of music EPs last year, which made it onto my EP's best of 2018 list. We'll be listening to Something's Stalking off of their Jaw EP. We would have listened to the whole piece, but I think this issue was really important to address. So we'll get to as much as we can.
This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program.
I'm Drew Jacy.
And I'm Nicholas Cooper.
Until next, we behold, prog on,
and look inward and beyond.